Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am sitting outside of Elephant Park Hotel next to the Mauia River. Did I say that somewhat correct, Diane? Mauia?
Yes, Mauia.
We are journeying back from being at a church this morning on Sunday in a village about a couple hours away from where we were staying in Negumbo, and are stopping here for the night. Tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up and have breakfast, and there will be elephants walking from an elephant sanctuary down this path that is in front of me to the river to bathe. And while I'm sitting having breakfast, I'll be watching huge elephants. We saw them as we were coming by. We saw them earlier today, but kind of a crazy experience. We do not have elephants that walk around that I'm aware of in the United States. So this is a new experience to be around elephants. Well, I'm really grateful. I have a new friend that I've met since my time here, Diane, that I've invited to come and just share a little about his story and who he is. You were ordained as a part of the ordination.
Yeah.
So this is Diane Danielle. So grateful to have you here with us. Before I jump in, I'll introduce you. So good that you are here. Yeah. Thanks for giving us a little bit of time and sharing with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We're so grateful. And you were ordained on Saturday.
Yes.
As a part of the 10 pastors that were ordained.
Yes.
But you've been serving as a pastor for quite a while.
Yes.
How long have you been serving?
I served about 5 years in Nuralia.
Okay. What kind of ministry are you a part of?
It's a pastoral ministry.
Okay.
After my father was died, he was a pastor. When I 18 years old, he passed away. After I run the church 5 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. And you're married to
yes.
your wife. You all have D names, which
yes.
makes it both very easy and very hard to remember. So
yes.
Divya?
Divya.
Is your wife's name. And then Divina name. Is your daughter's
yeah,
name.
Divina, I've always
Divina,
my
okay.
daughter's name.
Wonderful. And
yeah.
she's how old?
She's a daughter now 3.5 years old.
Okay. Yeah. It was so fun to see her at the ordination.
Yes.
We were in this beautiful room for many hours. I think it started at 11 and was done around 3. And your daughter, bless her heart, could see the ocean and desperately wanted to go beyond the beach and
yeah.
at the ocean
yeah.
and had to be in a room
yeah.
within arm's reach, but unable to go. And I saw after the service, you guys
yes.
were able to go
yeah.
and walk
yeah,
around.
Yeah,
did she enjoy
yeah.
that?
Yes, yes. So much we enjoyed.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, before, I want to have you share a little bit about the project that you're doing in
yeah.
Sri Lanka. But before you do, I'd love to learn a little about your story. So tell me about how you encountered Jesus.
Yes, in my 14 years old, I born city in, it's called name Navalapitiya.
Okay.
From we transferred to Nuvarelia. It's little far from Navalapitiya. And when I transferred to that area, that time only God touched me.
Okay.
That's how I got God's calling. Always I'm thinking something I have to do for the God's kingdom. When I 18 years, my age 18 years, that time my father, he also pastor, he came through lots of challenge in his ministry. We also go through that, but that everything we I learned something through that way. After that, the 18 years old, then that time I take over that church on Nuralia. Then I run the church, and also I train to disciple
wow.
for the church. My calling is a little different. I have to hand over the church ministry to others. Because of that, I train them and I hand over the ministry.
Wow. So at 18 years old,
yeah.
your father passes away
yeah.
and you stepped into the pastoral ministry at
yeah.
your church in Nuralia.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a huge undertaking
yeah.
at 18 years old.
Yeah.
And then you trained up two leaders for them to take over
yeah.
so that you could do other ministry work.
Yes. I also went to Bible school.
Okay.
When I was in Bible school, I after 2 years, I put my other one sister and other pastor, I put into Bible school. They also learn in Bible school.
Okay.
After I hand over, when they was finished their study in Bible school, then I hand over to them and I came from came out the church responsibility, and I started to work with the little different social service like that.
Yeah, social programs. Yeah,
social programs, and wow. I get opportunity to the through the Church of God. I do many things to our society.
That's incredible. You know, we talk about how important it is to train up other leaders, to disciple yes. other leaders. Yes. And oftentimes we think about, you know, when we're young, we think we're the ones that are supposed to be discipled. But you were 18 years old and discipling people yeah. already at that age to yes. take over. That's a really incredible
yes.
heart of ministry to yes. really be about discipling. From a very young age, you have... Yes. Sounds like you've been passionate about bringing up other leaders mm-hmm. to serve the church. And you even mentioned to me that you're doing a lot of youth programs.
Yes.
So it sounds like you have a heart to really connect in with youth and young people.
Yeah, I that also I'm doing. It's also a little I doing some different way. Not only I just giving the God's word. With I have to change their life little through the word of God. Then I have to find something, what talent they have. Through that talent, I giving some training for them to do something for the earning. Same time, I giving gospel and I giving God's words, and through the for the grow up their lives, like we are doing the youth ministry.
I love that your approach to ministry isn't just scripture. That's yeah. obviously a very important part of ministry.
Yeah.
But you really tried to understand these youth as people and what they're passionate about and find a way to connect in with their world in that way. I think sometimes it's really easy for us to be so focused in one area that we miss out on really helping them yeah. grow into people. We need the Word of God to help us understand what we're doing and how we're supposed to live, but we also have to know how to live
yeah.
and so that we can apply yeah. scripture to yeah, our experiences. Yeah, yeah. So you are doing some social programs you yeah, mentioned, yeah. and one of them that you mentioned to me was doing some feeding, but really helping to kind of connect in with some children that yes. need food.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that program and how it started and what's behind it?
Yeah, it is especially I started from it's called upcountry. They are tea estate people. They came from about 200 years ago. They came to that place. It's called Hill Country in Nuralia. It's a tea estate. Bring them for the tea estate work, like our labors.
So these people were brought in to India. Work on the from India, India to work on the tea estates.
Tea estate.
Okay.
They came like 200 years ago, but still their life is a very hard life.
Yeah.
Still they don't have food, education, like health-wise also they very suffering.
Yeah.
I my compassion for them. Especially I had a heart for them. I have to give something for the to feed. I have to feed them.
Yeah.
Because in last couple of years we had big problem in Sri Lanka, especially economical big problem. Through that, already they have no good economic in yeah. Hill Country. Same time, our country also. Got like this big problem.
Yeah, for those that don't know that maybe listening, I mean, Sri Lanka went through a moment where inflation had gone very high. Yeah. Food was hard to come by. There were times where Stephen and Peggy talked about that there was no gas. Yeah. I mean, people couldn't get yeah. gas, so people yeah. were just stuck at home.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, for people that are already dealing with socioeconomic problems yeah. that don't have money. It hit them even harder because they didn't have they even less resources yeah. to kind of maintain their life.
That's how I compassion. That time we I discussed with our team and we started the project. Then after we started that children fest, it's like calling children fest project like that. Then so about 500, more than 500 children got chance to feed them.
Wow.
For the every week one meal we gave the children. Sometime the one child they get their food, they take the meal to their family, and that one day every members in the family members only that only one meal they are sharing.
Wow.
Like that they their life is went like that.
Wow. So for them, it may be that may be the one meal for the entire family.
Entire family. Sometimes wow. we because of the sometimes rain, that time they can't come to the place. Then we giving parcel.
Yeah.
Food parcel.
Yeah.
They take that to their family. That day only the one parcel for all family.
So that's incredible.
Yeah.
And Children First, this project was meant to kind of target specifically food.
Yes.
And try to help with food. But there are other aspects of it too. I mean, are you connecting with churches or are these people that are not a part of the church?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, in the church also. And we did, because we can't do for the church only, because the church situated on the society,
yeah,
the village, then because all are in Hungary,
yes,
we can't separate,
yeah,
because of that we did for all so much of so many testimony we have through that project.
Well, and I would love to hear some of that, because I think that's really great. I think the church has an opportunity to be a light to its community
definitely.
through things like this.
Yeah,
so what kind of testimonies did you hear? What kind of stories came out of this?
One day we went to small children program. That time one old lady came and thanking to me. I said, why? Then she said, very thankful you gave the food. We, our family all ate that. That day we very hungry. You have given the food parcel and we ate. That day we very joy because of that food. Also they said even other religious leaders also they not care about us, but as a pastor, as a church, you all are looking after our family, like that they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You showed me some pictures and video from it, and I saw kids singing and dancing.
Yeah.
Is there a program that you also do as a part of that?
Yeah. We always go to the village in the middle of there, because in Norelia they're living on the line houses.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't have any separate house. Only one room, kitchen, and hall, like small hall.
Wow, for the entire family.
Entire family.
Wow.
Sometimes the family members are maybe six, eight, like that.
Wow, six or eight people in a house with one room.
Only one room.
Wow.
They are living. Likewise, the line houses there. And we go there and we take something to eat, some small thing. If you have any big thing, we take with us food parcel like that, or otherwise we take some bun like that, and we doing some classes for them, singing, and also we doing some English classes like that we do for the children.
Wow.
Yeah. Sunday, one day they arrange front of Hindu temple, they arrange the program in the front of Hindu temple also. Yeah. It's very little difficult in Sri Lanka, like that place we can't do some programs, but the villages, they are arranged because of the children feeding program.
Yeah, I think that's a really, what you just said is really important for people to understand that in Sri Lanka, it's not easy to share your faith.
Yes.
Because I mean, there's persecution because of it. There's fears about what people will do or say. But you were invited to be there in that space because of the gift that you were bringing this community.
Yeah.
Because the community saw the value and even put you in front of a Hindu temple because they saw what a value you were bringing to that community of the feeding. And I think that that is such a testimony to God working in difficult places, right? Of God providing in ways that we would never think to provide. Yeah, I think that's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how God's doing through these projects, and God doing marvelous things.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Diane, I just want to say thanks for sharing that story. And, you know, one of the things I heard through everything you said is that you work really hard to understand the people you're connecting with, whether that's the youth that you're trying to understand what they're passionate about so that you can connect them, or whether it's understanding a community and that the community's need is food. I hear you over and over not coming in with, hey, here's what you should do, but trying to understand the people that you're connecting with. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. And so thanks for serving in that way, serving the church, your community, and really making an impact for the kingdom.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving this opportunity to share these testimonies.
Well, I so appreciate it. Thanks for stepping out of dinner and allowing us to have this conversation. I can't wait to share it with people. And thanks again for all you're doing.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/aworldofgood. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.